Well, good evening and welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
Are you sure you may not? How's that for the cue? I mean, I'm starting to show off on a cue like that. Anyway, you know what? I think we gotta forgive Sherry. She's really tired. We just got back from about 2 weeks on the East Coast, and like, man, when you fly these days and see airport security is the way it is, and you're just trying to catch these planes, it is a challenge. Anyway, welcome to the Insight Hour. We come every Tuesday night on bbsradio.com, and it's a privilege to join you. We had a wonderful week. I don't know. Sherry, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah, we had a really good week. It was a lot of hours, and of course, being on the East Coast was a definite jet lag thing. So for me, it was 6 hours ahead of time than where we are now. So it's, you know, I would love to have slept till noon every day, which would have been 6 a.m. on my time, but of course that wasn't possible. It was more like 6 hours earlier than we're used to, and that was pretty early.
And did you have fun going through, for the inspections and transportation security, you know, those guys?
Oh, I had a blast. I mean, how about you? I mean, it's never a dull moment through security. And we always... Well, we opt for not going through the radiation box. I call it the radiation box. And I do say, yes, I want to opt out. I don't want to go through the radiation box.
And I say I want to have a massage.
And they always seem to get angry when you call it a radiation box.
And they look at you weird when you call it a massage. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know, and they say, well, why do you call it a radiation box? I said, because, you know, it's basically what you're doing is you're putting cancer through people's bodies. And they're like, no, you can get more through your cell phone. I mean, I always get that same answer. I said, well, why should I add extra radiation if I don't have to? I said, and plus, you guys are just standing around here. There's so many of them. It seems like they're hiring more and more TSA agents.
Well, you know, we're on a terrorist attack alert right now, so that they've hired a lot of guys and gals. So, but, you know, I find that they're so nice, most of them. And, you know, what I do is I really smile, and I have been engaging them in conversations with humor. And it's interesting how that humor and kind of love and realizing they're just another human being and they're just trying to make a living. Most of them are thankful that they've got a job, whereas so many people are out of work. And so they're just doing their thing. And they, you know, the last one I got connected to, literally in Los Angeles, you know, he started to ask me about 528 frequency.
Because he had the shirt on, right?
Because I had the shirt on. And for those of you who don't know what shirt I'm talking about, just go to healthyworldstore.com and or go to 528fashions.com, and you'll see the fashions line that we've got coming out. And by the way, we're looking for partners and we're looking for capital investors that can help us expand in 528 Fashions as well as the 528 Radio Network. So 528radio.com. We had some problems this week with the radio. Apparently the servers were down, but not our fault, not anybody on our end's fault. Apparently the main frame guys had problems with their whole operation. So, but anyway, we're back broadcasting at 528records.com, and the new wonderful station is 528christianradio.com. And so for those of you who want to transpose your music, you can also go to 528records.com. But anyway, I got involved in a conversation with 528 with this wonderful Transportation Safety Authority agent, and man, he was just totally turned on and to the concept of having world peace generated by medicinal music.
Well, you didn't get to asking him whether he thought 9/11 was an inside joke.
No, I didn't want to breach that. That one's kind of like a little hairy, you know.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You do that all the time.
I do put people on the spot because I think it's more to prove to you that people still believe that it was, you know, they still believe in the fact they think actually terrorists alone, with not the help of the CIA, were behind the attacks. And, you know, you look at all the mainstream newspapers now. It says, oh, 1 year after bin Laden's death, we still have the threat from al-Qaeda, and we have to put on these alerts because al-Qaeda is plotting something. Well, who's behind al-Qaeda? And that's the whole thing. People don't question who is behind al-Qaeda. And
follow the money,
exactly,
honey.
And we went to a dental conference, which you hosted this week. You were the lead speaker at, and it was pretty amazing to see these people sitting there in this dental conference, and you actually integrated a lot of what we do with their dental practices, or you taught them how to do that, which was really, really great, I thought. And then it came to the question of the conspiracies of whether they believe that 9/11 was an inside job and what they really believe. And there were, surprisingly, a few people in the audience that really were on board. In fact, they believed in the medical deities, and they believed that the medical deities are up to no good and Big Pharma is up to no good, which was surprising.
But what about the 9/11 attacks from the dentist's perspective? You were in the audience. What was your sense?
Well, my sense was that even if they believed it, they didn't want to acknowledge it. It was too much for them to accept that our country is involved in these attacks. And I think that, you know, from their perspective, they're still believing in the political game, the political farce, as I call it, that happens every 4 years. What is that? Republican versus Democrat, you know.
Flip sides of the same corrupt coin.
Exactly. And so that's where they are. And that's where most people are. It's hard to believe that. And I'm getting a sense that with all the evidence, it can only be come down to one thing, because people are not that stupid. Yes, they are brainwashed, but they are not that stupid. They are just in denial, or they do not want to accept that our government could be involved in these atrocious attacks.
This TSA agent that I spoke with, he was really on board. He was completely understanding. And we started to engage this conversation of propaganda, mainstream media, mind manipulation. And he was completely on board with it. And even to the next step, he kind of grasped that we can make a difference by opening our hearts using music, like 528 frequency music. And the dentist, they got it too, I think, in general. I believe that there was a really good response in that audience. But even more so when we went to from Manhattan to Long Island then, and did the Healthy World Ambassadors training program for the folks with Joseph Petty's organization.
Uh-huh.
It was very wonderful. I mean, there, man, everybody was kind of like in tune, and we didn't really fully realize that until we went out to dinner on Saturday night and had just a group discussion, and it was very, sad and sick and tearful, because a lot of the folks there that sat with us for dinner had friends and relatives who lost lives in 9/11. And their consensus, as actual tradespeople who worked in the building, I literally sat next to a construction agent who worked in the World Trade Center and knew the building intimately, and then began to explain to me what he had never talked about before. This was an opportunity for us to simply sit together with his whole family and extended family and begin to discuss things that, you know, had been, like you're saying, Sherry, taboo. People don't want to, because it's kind of like, man, it's really sick. And the reason for that is that human beings in general are loving. And that is a risk of being manipulated, because people with loving hearts can't even conceive of people in the administration, the Bush administration, for instance, Dick Cheney et al., Hal Burton et al., actually conducting this hideous attack on American soil against we the people. And so this was, you know, it's been traditionally a subject that people don't want to discuss. But, man, as soon as we opened it up now, I think the time is right to begin to realize that even conservative groups of healthcare professionals, such as the dentist we visited, are now able to grasp the follow the money trail to realize, for example, 9/11 through Larry Silverstein, who purchased the leases on the World Trade Towers 6 weeks before they went down, and then on top of that, this connection that Sherry, you and I advanced in the film Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller, whereby the Partnership for New York City was responsible for assessing all the financial damages and the reconstruction of the World Trade Towers, and where did that money go, but through equity investment vehicles that were advanced by other Partnership for New York City partners. Besides Larry Silverstein, you had Apollo Investment Group, and lo and behold, all the money for the reconstruction of the World Trade Towers went to what ended up being the city center in Las Vegas, the new city center, with what looked like two falling buildings that were falling into rubble called the Veer Towers that were draped in red, white, and blue when they began to allow people to go into those actually very, very sick buildings. We visited them. We went into them, and, man, you would not want to live there.
You couldn't open the windows. It was just really, I mean, there was no way to get fresh air. It was really literally like a prison. And,
totally.
And you felt really trapped. It was almost claustrophobic. It was very tiny rooms that... And apparently they had some kind of an accident dealing with the sun.
There were
several.
The sun
several.
Had
set something on fire with the sun
exactly.
because of the positioning of the buildings. And I guess it's because they're also leaning as well.
Yeah,
and
but
then,
the glass, the glazing, actually reflects the hot, hot desert sunlight, and then it magnifies it so that when it pops into, let's say, your window, it is like a burning laser that literally caught people's apartments on fire. And so what they then did was they had to put in these yellow screens all over the building that makes the Veer Towers and other surrounding buildings look atrocious. So there's karma for you.
Well, that's, I mean, and if you want to see real definitive proof of the connections between the bankers, Big Pharma, and the mainstream media, definitely check out the Partnership for New York City. It's the PYNC.org. It's PYNYC, right?
Yeah, actually, it's .org. Partnership for New York City.
PFNYC.org.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
that's right, yeah.
And you can just Google Partnership for New York City, but it's also, we have it laid out in the film Pharma Whores, the Showtime Sting of Penn & Teller, which is available at HealthyWorldStore.com and HealthyWorldAffiliates.com.
It's very rarely viewed, and there's nobody talking about it. It's interesting that, you know, we're really the only people, the only investigators. You would think if you expose the world's leading drug cartel and the actual drug ring that administers the biotechnology industry that's linked intimately to the mainstream media and mass mind control and manipulation through propaganda, how we then advance all of our agendas in biotechnology and pharmaceutical industry. Suddenly now you realize, man, there's nobody out there but us.
Yeah.
There's nobody out, no main truth tellers out there that are really, you know, I guess brave enough or conscious enough,
exactly,
or
well,
non-COINTELPRO enough to give you the truth.
It's news way ahead of its time. I believe that, you know, eventually it could be exposed, and when it does get exposed, it will be the largest news in the world, because that is the key right there. That is the eye-opening key to getting people to wake up to see the connections, because there's no other way you can see it. I mean, there it is. It's a legitimate organization, mainstream organization, and it has all of these connections, which you can see right there. It's not a it's not like a website that's done through the alternative media. It's a definite organization. You can see it's a government organization.
Totally connected to Wall Street, intimately.
Yeah, intimately connected. And you see the co-chair, Rupert Murdoch, and Goldman Sachs is chairing it. And then the board of directors are all the same. And these are media moguls that own Big Pharma. They own stakes in Big Pharma. They own stakes in the mainstream media. And they also are involved in the banking industry. And then you look at who founded it. It's David Rockefeller, of course.
Yeah, but, you know, and we were on in Times Square this past weekend, too. We had a few hours that we could spend down in New York City. And, you know, looking at where the ball falls on New Year's Eve in New York City, you see the main screens there are run by News Corp, Murdoch et al., and that, interestingly enough, when we were watching the ticker tape, you know, the news of the moment that was going by was the Murdoch conspiracy that involved this, I guess, starting with James Murdoch in Europe, who was listening to and causing the surveillance of the officials in the British government. And that there was recently, and I haven't even gotten back, we just got back, not just a couple hours ago, really, from our trip, and the news that has been broadcast concerning what this Murdoch connection is to other eavesdropping operations is very, very interesting. And I know once we get some time and some rest, we'll start to look into that as well, because it relates intimately to our exposés in the film Farm of Horrors, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller, and the whole Murdoch. And then Murdoch, of course, to the Merck Pharmaceutical Company and AstraZeneca and Lloyd Blankfein at the Goldman Sachs connection to the Flumist and AstraZeneca. And, you know, you begin to realize that the whole vaccine agenda and the whole anthrax agenda and the H1N1 swine flu fright and the H5N1 and the whole biotechnology, electrogenetic, pharmaceutical industry is advancing what is obviously a depopulation agenda of the world's most wealthy and powerful individuals.
Exactly. Well, you know, I want to read something that you and I collaborated on, and I think that it's really amazing. I think that it gives, you know, a good example of an essay that really speaks to the way we feel, what we've been going through, and what we, the people, are dealing with. So I'm just going to read it right now.
Well, you want to tell people where this is? Is it posted yet?
No, it's not. It's actually, I have it, I'm going to be doing it on a program pretty soon, but right now I have it on my one of my Facebook accounts. But I'm going, if somebody's interested in getting a copy of it, I can get it to them, and you can email me at sherrykane@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to send it to you. But let me read it to you right now. One voice may speak, but many unified voices can roar. It is time for the voice of we the people to roar. We as activists are a critical point in our nation's history, influencing the rest of the world. We now know, and civilization is now learning, how and why the hurtful, hateful, fearful divisions between us have been imposed by the COINTELPRO. This globalist menace, using their frightful media, has conditioned us to destroy each other as a society, the environment, with chemical intoxications and weapons of mass destruction through psychological operations and mass media persuasion, mind control that has resulted in false divisions, mass confusion, and negative programming of populations. This Gestapo for the global elite, more than anything or anyone else, has caused our silence, submission, apathy, and irresponsibility in serving to preserve and protect our lives, liberties, happy pursuits, healthy climates, spiritual endowments, and prosperity in all ways. Given that false divisions from hypnotic inductions conjured between blacks and whites, Gentiles and Jews, men versus women, gay versus straight, Christians versus Muslims, Jews versus Muslims, Asians versus Anglos, communists versus capitalists, socialists versus anarchists, hold humanity at the brink of extinction. It is time we the people secure physical salvation by spiritual evolution. Love versus hate, faith versus fear, prayer in times of despair, collaboration versus competition, sustainable production versus consumption for planned obsolescence is the only sane option before humankind. By the grace of the one creator of the universe, we the people retain this option and exercise a free will to return everything around, healing what ails us, providing similarly for generations to come.
Well, I've got to acknowledge that first sentence was Roger Landry's, who is the director of We the People. And you can go to Roger's newly developing and evolving website. Where is that, Sherry?
That's at We the People. That's WPNetwork.com. And he's got amazing information on there. He's posting a lot of information that's very insightful. And they have lots and lots of subscribers, more than most people have today. And they actually are building their own social networking site, which is, in my opinion, is going to definitely be competition for Facebook in some
Hallelujah.
Ways. Hallelujah.
We need to have competition for the global elite who are controlling the YouTube, Google, and et cetera, et cetera. Everything that's happening on the Internet, which is both exciting and empowering, but it's also sadly manipulative. And I personally have been damaged by it severely. I mean, seriously, you know, here's a good one. If you did a Google search today on Dr. Len Horowitz or Dr. Leonard Horowitz, you would probably get, oh, maybe a little less than a million hits. About 4 or 5 years ago when you did that, I was up in about 12, 13 million hits. And in 2009, when Sherry Kane and I started to work together, and very few people knew anything about Sherry's work, I started to heavily promote Sherry's work because it's so good. Ultimately, every paper that we published, Sherry published and I published together. And so between 2009 and the current time, if you do a Google search on Sherry Kane, she's got the amount of hits on Google that I used to have. Now, you figure that one out. If every paper she's published since 2009, I've co-authored with her, and my name appears in every single one. So the fact that she's got now 14 million hits on Google, and I've got less than 1 million, shows you the kind of manipulation that is ongoing that literally deserves to have a lawsuit. And so, you know, I just don't have the time right now. And if we had lawyers out there, people who had the heart for taking on a very well-financed industry, the whole internet and the control that's on this whole social network marketing and the YouTube, Google connections. I mean, I could tell you a lot about the manipulations that I've experienced on YouTube as well. I used to be the second most popular doctor on YouTube. Dr. Oz wasn't even as popular as I was. And now Dr. Oz is kind of like skyrocketed. Nobody's near him. And I'm down, I think, either number three or four, behind Deepak Chopra and Dr. Oz. And I can't think of who else is up there. But anyway, it's for me, it's kind of like, man, if this is an indication of what's happening to Horowitz, I wonder what's happening to a lot of the activists out there on YouTube, on Google, and on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's definitely a suppression of your work. I mean, I believe that, you know people are looking at it. You can see that through my ratings on Google. You can see that there are lots and lots of people still looking at your work, regardless of what Google says, how many people look at it.
Hallelujah.
And
thanks for your prayers out there, folks.
And I do want to mention that you do have 5,000 friends on Facebook, and you do have at least another 5,000 waiting in line for one person to be deleted so they can be added on. So you are definitely very, very popular among many people all over the world who totally adore you and appreciate you.
Oh, you sweet.
And I get
all this positive strokes from Sherry, she's just so sweet.
That's why you keep me around.
I do.
But yeah, I mean, it's the truth. And, you know, I really am, you know, you are a hero. And that's one thing, you know, that the world knows. And if people don't know it yet, they're going to know it. You're going to be, I've already told you many, many times before, you know, you're like a Tesla. You're a legendary person, and that you will be remembered forever. And so, and that's one thing that, you know.
Now you understand why I keep her around.
Yes. But
gee whiz, I'm so blessed. Sherry, you're great too. I'm telling you, some of the things that you come up with, I know you've got angels just are guiding you, and the way that you work on the internet and the way things pop out at you and then you put things together just is amazing for me.
Thank you. Well, I'm happy to help, you know. I mean, the research is so important. It's important to humanity. We're doing work for God. I know it's God's work that we're doing, and somebody's got to do it. It's a dangerous job. It's not easy, and there's a lot of elements of, you know.
Well, you know, that's where you and I have a little bit of a difference, because, you know, I should have died. I know I should have died. Now, you had one experience where you should have died, and that should have taught you something. And the difference that, you know, I don't even want to even think about
it's
stuff.
Not about dying.
Fear,
you know? It's not even about dying. It's about, it's just, to me, it's, I like mystique. I like mystery. I like mystique. I like to keep, you know, things that I do, I don't like to promote them, like to say, oh, I'm going to be here, come and see me. Like, I'm not somebody big on doing things like that, especially with the kind of work that we're doing, because it's just gives, you know, I don't like, I draw personally, I draw a lot of different characters into my life. And
you mean on the internet, or just really
generally?
No, just
in general, all my life, I've drawn lots of characters into my life. Some of them are really good people, and others are questionable. And I'd like
that's the same as all of us.
Yeah, but I don't think you really actually drew as many characters since you've known me. You've drawn a lot. Much more questionable characters in your life.
I don't know if that's true. Man, I got taken by so many characters in my life. You know,
well, that's true. It's like, well, you didn't know they were characters.
You know?
Right?
I didn't know it. Yeah, I was blind to a lot of stuff.
You didn't know it. But you're also a very, very sweet. And, you know, the things that have been thrown on you, to me, it breaks my heart. Because in so many ways, you're an innocent person. You're a very innocent person who's been, you know, who really didn't believe that bad existed in the world. I mean, maybe you did, but not on the level that you've actually now witnessed.
Well, I have
it.
A confession. I was in denial. I mean, the part of us that, you know, there's a part of me that doesn't want to see negativity and people that are mean or cruel. And I also have a block against thinking that people are not intelligent. I assume that everybody's smart. And everybody's capable of integrating information to be able to make wise decisions.
And then you get let down.
Man, I get creamed.
And you know, you have your expectations are so high, and then you know, your expectations aren't met. And so then you become sad by that because you've had higher expectations for what the outcome turned out to be. But not only that, it's also when you say you were in denial, it's sort of the same as when these people are in denial about 9/11 being an inside job. It's like if they're not going to face it, then how are they going to move forward to accept the solution?
I agree. I think it's the same dynamic. Denial is denial, whether you're dealing with, you know, looking at people who have no capacity to get where you're coming from and really want to simply take advantage of you and your kindness versus somebody like a federal government in the United States dealing with CIA insiders making money with the Wall Street gang to destroy buildings and lives. You know, it's the same mechanism in the human mind, I think it is. Don't you think, Sarah?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think that it's different. I mean, you get that. You understand, obviously, you know, how the globalists operate, and we have these people that are the elitists and that they are controlling us and doing what they want to do with us through the mainstream media manipulation. It's all done through the
mainstream media. And the confusion of COINTELPRO discrediting everything and everyone, including themselves. People just don't know what to believe, so they tune out, and man, the slaughter just rolls on.
Exactly. But, you know, there's different levels. There's the level of, okay, you know, you accept of unawareness, then unacceptance. There's different levels. There's unawareness, there's unacceptance, denial, and then also, like, different levels of, okay, what you accept in your life. You accept that, but you don't accept the fact that, yes, there may be people out there that don't have your best interests at heart, that, you know, may sabotage you, that are coming, and when they ask you a question, they're being, you know, they're not being true to you when they ask you a question. They're asking you a question so they can take whatever your answer is and embellish it and turn it into some kind of a circus. And that's what happens.
Or attack me with it.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
You know, it's kind of like we're talking also, it reminds me of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's death and dying model. That is, when confronted with just a horrible reality check, the first response, the normal behavioral response, is to go into denial. And then the next part of that is where you're engaged in bargaining, you know, and that's kind of like what happens in science, particularly in the people that you're talking about who like to play devil's advocate with me, or they like to challenge authority, and so they play all these games. You know, it's kind of like a bargaining game that's going on in their heads. And then what happens is that after they get beyond that, they go into anger, and they get upset in the revelation that they've been really foolish and they haven't really been able to grasp what is obviously so. So they get angry at whoever. They project outward their antagonism towards self because they've really been so blind or foolish. And then you begin to ultimately get acceptance, and then you can move on and make a difference.
Yeah, and to get to that point, sometimes it's, you know, it's a challenge, and you have to deal with certain things, and it's just, it's really unearthing to wake up to the some of these truths, no matter what they are.
I think that look at especially the truth. And I'm going to acknowledge you now, Sherry. Look at the truth that you virtually all alone. I mean, I helped, and I was great at helping and supporting your writing, and not particularly so much your research, because you're brilliant at that, but the concept that you have pulled the veil, the carpet, black kind of facade over this whole conspiracy industry and the whole New Age movement, and that is just two of the markets. We're really dealing with revolutionizing all of these industries. So you've got, though, people now that you have exposed with the truth that shall set us free ultimately. You've uncovered these things that make people realize that the entire conspiracy industry was a psyops. It was created to take that, to develop that mindset, first of all, that would be anti-government, and then to control that segment of society, and then the same thing with the New Age consciousness movement, the whole spiritual gang. You know, that was also exactly the same thing, a COINTELPRO psychological operation for ultimately faith manipulation, religious perversions, and then ultimately, I mean, for example, Christian identity. That's a complete distortion. Just think of the words itself, Christian identity. They named it that so that you would think that it was identified with Christianity. And it's the farthest thing from love on the planet in terms of theology.
It's a hate group.
It is the theology of the white supremacy. It's the theology of the Eric John Phelps group. And it's the theology of the people that have been attacking us. The Dr. Truwatz, Timothy Patrick White, Ed Craig Adachi, and
Eric John Phelps.
Yeah, I mentioned him. Yeah.
And Craig Oxley, yeah. Eric John Phelps, Truat, Timothy Patrick White.
Yeah,
who else are we missing?
The whole hospital
David
gang.
Icke.
Oh, by the way, did you get a news release that Jeff Rentz was engaged in producing a cease and desist through an attorney on Ken Adachi, who runs that website called educateyourself.com?
Yeah, I did. I saw it come through. Apparently now there's like infighting going on, and I mean, you know, we've always liked...
And I think that's largely a result of your work, isn't it?
Well, I think that now it's like we're saying these are the guys that are doing it, and now they're all scrambling like cockroaches, running into their holes. And the process, they're running over each other to get to their holes. It's like...
And they have to do that because there's actually a group. I mean, they operate, whether they're paid to operate or just theologically they're aligned to operate, as a cause stalking gang, if you will, you know, now that they've been all exposed working together, now of course what they have to do is they have to discredit each other, and by so discrediting each other, then it appears that they're not working together when in fact they are, and the outcome of their work is exactly as I'm saying. It's not just the New Age movement that's been infiltrated, the holistic health movement, the alternative medicine movement, how about the Christian right movement?
The New Age movement.
I said the New Age movement. Then there's the truth movement, the patriot movement. And again, we pray that the WeThePeople.com organization with Roger Landry et al. Are not going to be infiltrated. He has himself reported that they were infiltrated, that it caused them a lot of grief. And that, you know, I pray that they won't be infiltrated again.
Well, I think the next step after they're being accused is to distance themselves. Because as I mentioned before, if you analyze the operations of these COINTELPRO agents, the one thing that's really important to know is they cannot be involved in legal matters. They're not allowed, because when it comes right down to it, the government isn't going to stand up and support them. And at the same time, what they're doing is they're really outing themselves from the positions they're in. They're compromising themselves. So when they get in these compromising positions, then what happens is that they have to move on to other people to take their place, because they now everybody knows who they are. Their cards have been shown. And so by us getting them involved in legal matters, becomes legal, it becomes public material, public access.
Yeah, we have a litigation going on in Hawaii right now. We haven't mentioned it too much, just alluded to it here and there. But it is astonishing, and we will be revealing when the time is right exactly what it is that we're doing. But know that it is extremely fascinating, and I'll tell you something. I'm actually grateful that this whole thing has happened, because the opportunity that I've had now to study law and get an understanding of how law actually operates is something that I prayed for. And I cursed praying for years. I'm telling you, in about 2001, I remember I was up in northern Idaho. It's a cold winter's day. And I thought to myself, you know, we had just been assaulted by the railroad company. They had destroyed this bridge that I had built leading up to the railroad tracks, so I could cross the railroad tracks to get on the other side of the property. And gee whiz, they came along with a truck and they just massacred the thing and ruined about $3,000 worth of construction in about a week and a half's time. And I was just really livid, and I thought, you know, I prayed, I said, God, give me a legal education to take these lunatics on. You know, gee whiz, and since that time I've been involved in litigation up the yin yang, and I've resented it, you know. And I thought how foolish it was for me to make that prayer. But suddenly now it's totally awesome. I'm actually breaking through this whole thing, and I'm actually enjoying the lessons and learning. I talked to myself a couple months back. I said, you know what, you're going to be involved in a long-term thing here. You better enjoy it. So I started to have an attitude shift. And I think that that's really kind of neat, that we human beings are given free will. And if you're involved in something that you can't get out of, that you have to get out of, that you want to get out of but you can't get out of, look at the positive. You know, it's like always look at the bright side of life, you know, Monty Python.
I think you're a perfect candidate to learn law, too, because if you look at it, it's definitely not for the lazy-minded people. It's you got to be very, very thorough. You got to look up precedents of cases. You have to, read through everything very carefully. You have to look at fine points. And you are very, very, very good at that. Anyway, naturally, you are, and you are somebody who is, not only are you an amazing writer, but you're a thorough writer. You're not, you know, somebody who just summarizes. You really get analytical, and you get really into, like, the whole process of how something is. And that is part of the law that you would be so great at. And so when I look at law, I look at it and think, oh, my gosh, I have to read this. Oh, I have to look up this. And then you have to understand it. And not only that, but your vocabulary is amazing. You have a huge, immense vocabulary, which also helps in writing these legal documents. So are you definitely, you know, and I helping you with research will be a force to reckon with, I believe, in these cases.
And I think that that's really great also, because as humanitarians and activists, particularly taking on Big Pharma and the issues of genocide, it's so valuable to have an understanding of law. And to actually, now I'm actually developing a wonderful respect for the law, whereas before, I really thought that the whole damn system was corrupt. Well, the entire system is only corrupt because people are miseducated, or they're ignorant of how the law actually works and how to put together a case and how to do that kind of research and how to really stop at every word virtually and figure out what the hell does that word mean right here in this sentence, because every single word is, and even every single letter. I mean, for example, several years ago when I had my first litigation against the state of Hawaii for the tuberculosis skin testing genocide, there was I had written the word state with a small s versus a capital S, and I didn't realize that there was the difference, state of Hawaii with a small s versus state of Hawaii with a big S. Man, I'll tell you something, it was a difference as a technicality between getting booted out of the court and not. And so those little tiny details in law, once you get it, man, it is really cool. I'll tell you something, it's just really, really cool. It's like this wonderful hobby because you study the way in which words are supposed to reflect God's technology. And in fact, that's, if you remember back to Genesis 1:1-1:2, Creator created the sun popping out of the water by the words, "Let there be light." So the Creator's language ultimately is words that are sounds, that are frequencies, that are math. And that's why our whole work with 528, Love Revolution, through the music industry now. And that's something else over the next couple of days. We want to put out another newsletter that brings you up to date with the 528 Love Revolution and all of the many now musicians and even award-winning vocalists and recording artists who are recording albums in 528 or transposing them on 528records.com. And so if you're not signed up to receive our newsletters, by the way, folks, please, please, please go on healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com, and sign up to receive our newsletters. And we've got a new format recently, and it's a really nice newsletter, and it'll link you up to some fantastic information that you won't get anywhere else. Literally, there's nobody covering the stuff that Sherry and I are covering these days, to the depths of which we're covering it and getting you the insights. Just as this program's called the Insight Hour, you know, we're giving you these insights that are purely gems and wisdom. And so please sign up, get our newsletter, healthyworldstore.com, and please make some donations out there because we are bankrupt. We've got so many litigations actually going on right now and so many challenges trying to continue the pace at which we're expanding, and particularly the 520 Love Revolution. And we have a whole series of new products and industries that are really even being created by the revelations of 528. That was what the theme of our ambassadorship program in Long Island this weekend really dealt with, is that we're like Bill Gates in a garage 50 years ago. You know, Gates had two things going for him. He had this exclusive proprietary information how to revolutionize two industries, computer science and communications. And that proprietary knowledge and that focus was what really catapulted him to be among the wealthiest people on the planet. Today, with the 528 Love Revolution, if you study it, and this is a majorly great reason to join the HealthyWorldAffiliates.com program, become an affiliate. It's for free. You can join HealthyWorldAffiliates.com and or find a friend who already has and sign up under them. You get payouts on five different levels. You're our partner. We've made it to be maximally blessing, a financial blessing and prospering maximally to our greatest ability. So we're barely making it just because we're paying out really everything and constantly seeding what it is that you're providing through your donations and your purchases. We're seeding back into what this is, a virtual ministry to advance the 528 Love Revolution. And then when you understand what we talked about after an affiliate of becoming an ambassador, you learn online right now at healthyworldambassadors.com. There's 8 videos. You can take a test after you've watched the videos, and then you can become an ambassador, and your amount of money, your amount of payout goes up, doubles to 40% on 5 levels. And then on top of that, you are eligible to work with us and go on to receive a 5-year doctorate program in naturopathy and energy medicine. And so that's our vision, that's our purpose, is to train a lot of people to become naturopaths working with the World Organization for Natural Medicine. You can go to WONM.org, World Organization for Natural Medicine. Check them out. They've got a new website also dealing with the Clinics for Humanity Project, which is a free clinics that are opening up globally, that are staffed by people like we're talking about, naturopathic residents who go to study under people who are well-versed in the fields, the various fields of naturopathic medicine, herbology, and even sound frequency healing these days. And on another topic, I should share with you because it just popped out in the news the other day, prostate cancer is now being cured increasingly and with the least amount of risk compared to radiation and chemotherapy and surgery with sound, ultrasound to be exact, and the frequencies that they're using, we're recommending now integrate the 528 harmonics or the octaves associated with 528 love, because love is the universal healer. So everything, the whole paradigm is shifting. And if you want to be at the forefront of the paradigm, sign up, get our newsletters, read our stuff, and actually get the book of 528. Best prescription I can give you right now, get the book of 528. You can go to thebookof528.com, read up about it online. It's a PDF also. You can download it, and it's less than $10.
And then there's a hard copy that's available as well. And it's an amazing, life-changing book. I recommend it highly. It's actually a like collaboration of Dr. Horowitz's work and the solutions. It includes the solution, which is the 528 frequency of love, why, where the 528 frequency comes from, why it's been suppressed, and how it can help you in your life and how you can utilize it. It's an amazing book. I highly recommend it to anybody out there who is really wanting something very life-changing and positive and also inspiring.
Yeah, that is the truth about the book, and I say that with a great amount of humility. Honestly, I believe firmly that book is a service to the Creator and the sixth angel from the city of Philadelphia, that in these end times heralds a key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. And we're talking about vortices, doors to the heart. Humanity's heart has got to be opened in order to have world peace, in order to have reconciliation of our relationships, in order to get into forgiveness instead of resentments. And this is what the heart is about. The other values of your heart, think about it. You've got love in your heart. You've got joy in your heart. You have faith in your heart. Powerful, that is. That's a powerful ingredient with prayer. Combining the two produces miracles. And so heartfelt, loving intention produces often healing. And through this concept of love being the universal healer, the other connection to love is bravery. Because if you love yourself and you love God and you love people, then you're willing to stand up for righteousness, for right truth, for the truth that shall set us free. And that's what's called Braveheart. And so those are the elements that we're opening up with the 528 love frequency and the 528 music and the 528 love revolution. And so just don't think that we're sitting down, you know, just wasting our time dealing with COINTELPRO menaces and stupid litigations. We're actually advancing the world's most wonderful news at this time. It's the modern gospel, and that's precisely why in 2007 I started to be attacked, because in 2007 I decrypted the real Da Vinci Code, published the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, which, again, is online at healthyworldstore.com. And my recommendation is get the book of 528, even though you'll probably enjoy Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. In fact, get both. We can use the money and you can use the intelligence and have the experience of doing the exercises in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, because you actually do the exercises at the end of the chapters. You start playing with the math that Da Vinci and Aristotle and Plato were playing with as the great mystery schoolers, the musical mathematical mystery school group. It's called Pythagorean Mystery School Mathematicians. And these guys were really the source for where we are today in science. And in the book of 528, for example, you'll learn that the book that started all of science was written by Aristotle, called Physics. And that word, physics, starts with P-H-Y and or P-H-I, like phi, like philos, P-H-I-L-O-S, which is love in Greek. So you now understand that the first science book was all about musical mathematics of love. And that's exactly what the 528 Love Revolution is heralding, what the greatest mystery schoolers held in their intelligence, this whole concept of what they called polyhistor. And this polyhistor, dealing with history as a manifestation of evolution associated with the musical mathematics that runs creation. It's magnificent. I mean, looking at nature, you know, again, we just got back to Hawaii, and looking around, everything in nature here is just radiating greenish-yellow color. Why? Because that's the heart of the rainbow, and that's the place where you can get the most of the electrons coming from the sun that is resonating with the frequency of love at 528 hertz. Now, that may seem to be a leap for you to accept, but just tune in to NASA's recording of the sun, the audio recording. It's online on the internet, and if you go to healthyworldstore.com, buy yourself a 528 tuning fork, and if you've got the money, I highly recommend the 528 Orgon generators, these little discs that you... Actually, they're stands. So some of them are stands, some of them are pyramids, for holding your tuning forks and transmitting these electrons that are beaming love, and that you place them on areas of your body that are in pain and need healing, and miraculously, the healing results. Well, why is that? Gee whiz, it's so simple when you really understand it, and that's with the understanding that you get by reading the book of 528. I'll give you an example. Here is a tip. When you take a compass and you face north with that compass, that arrow is pointing north. That tells you the direction of the electron flow. So on our planet, the electrons are flowing from south to north. So if you understand electrons are the source of all energy in the universe, and that typically disease is caused by a acidification associated with the loss of electrons, and you understand that alkalinization, which represents the increase of electrons, then you begin to understand that by putting the 528 Orgon generators that are resonating in the frequency of love and directing electrons through this technology into your body, suddenly those places of aches and pains, which are always acidified areas, always hypoxic, low oxygen areas, and always in need of alkalinization, then those electrons are going to start to go in there, and they're going to create the alkalinization and the oxygenation for healing. So these little tips in the Insight Hour, and boy, oh boy, you just get tons of them when you read through the book of 528, Prosperity, Key of Love. It, like Sherry says, it's going to be transformational for you in your life.
Definitely. So definitely check it out. And if you're a musician, go to 528records.com and upload your music today. You will be eligible for 60% royalties for anyone who pays to donate for your music. After you upload the music, you will get back a free MP3 music file with your music transposed. And
so it's like a remastering. Like,
exactly.
That's what the service does. We actually remaster all of the artists, recording artists' albums for free. It's a downloadable. It's by donation, so we need your help.
And then your
please
music,
donate, but it is available.
And then your music will be available by donation on the site. It'll become a part of our music library. So go to 528records.com if you are a musician and sign up as an artist. If you are not a musician, you can still upload your records and CDs to 528records.com, and you will also get back your transposed MP3 files free into your email. It will become part of our music library, but you will not be eligible to get 60% royalties. That will go to the original artist.
It.
Exactly.
And then invite the original artist, please. Let everybody know. And what's going to happen also, when I, again, mentioned before, that if you sign up for our newsletter, you're going to get, within the next couple of weeks, we're going to output a newsletter dealing with all of the wonderful artists that have been coming on to compose and record in 528. And that group included, many years ago, John Lennon. They cut the track called Imagine. The famous classic Imagine by John Lennon was recorded in 528. And so that's just a little tip, and we're just having fun, and we invite you to join us and partner with us, particularly in Healthy World Organization through the Healthy World Ambassadorship Program, starting with healthyworldaffiliates.com and registering.
And then we have a new site, 528radio.com. And if you enjoy listening to 528radio.com, please send us some donations to keep the site going. We need an extra server now to add more music to it and to keep the site going. So your donations help all of them go to support the site and have this beautiful healing music available to the world. So we want to thank everybody out there for all of the support that you've given us. And without you, we couldn't do it. We really need you, and we are very grateful of all the support. And
your prayers,
yeah,
too.
And if you want
very,
to drop us
supportive.
Drop us a line, and we'll be, you know, and if it's something that, you know, we might want to post, we'll let you know, because we do post a lot of comments from our listeners.
From a doctor in Germany the other day, we got a tremendous testimonial for Liquid Dentist. For those of you who haven't tried Liquid Dentist, imagine having your teeth feel super smooth, like hygienist clean, for up to 3 days after a 3 to 9 minute swishing after you mechanically clean your teeth. And anyway, this 7 millimeter pocket in a surgery patient that was scheduled to have a periodontal surgery procedure done in this doctor's office, she just wrote us the other day that she sent the patient home with a bottle of Liquid Dentist, really not expecting a miracle to happen. But you see, the water in Liquid Dentist, like all of our products in HealthyWorldStore.com, are made with 528 resonating water. And I personally developed a fantastic machine that is now producing for us this 528 resonating water. At any rate, the pocket that was 7 millimeters that was scheduled for surgery, the patient sits down in the doctor's chair, and the doctor goes, this is a lateral incisor that had, that's a second tooth from the front, had a deep, deep periodontal pocket, deep disease, 7 millimeters is pretty severe. And the doctor went to do the surgical procedure, just started to probe it in the beginning of the session, and lo and behold, it was gone. Gone. It was down to 2 millimeters. So the doctor wrote back just totally, you know, blown out, and said, wow. And so she's really on fire right now for Liquid Dentist and some of our other products in the Healthy World Store. I think that we're going to be posting that testimonial pretty soon, too.
Yes, definitely. We're going to be posting it. And we get so many beautiful testimonies from people. And again, if you want to send us one of your testimonies, we really love to have it, and we would love to post it on our site.
Yeah, you know, there's an automatic posting now. You go reviews on healthyworldstore.com. Any of the products that you purchase there, you have the option to publish a review of it. And so we really appreciate that, too, for those of you who support the work that we're doing and enjoy the products that we're producing for you and for us and for humanity. Then help us out by posting a testimonial.
We only have a couple minutes. It's 2 minutes before the hour, so I want to. Do you want to do something to close it beautifully,
well,
as you always do? How about a prayer?
Let's just say a prayer. That's how I was thinking, the same thing. Let's do that, folks. End our night tonight on the Inside Hour. Thankful that we've returned to beautiful Hawaii from the Mad Land, we call it. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. We ask for protection. and protective angels to be surrounding all the people who support the Inside Hour and yours truly and Sherry Kane and the work that we're doing. We thank you for this opportunity to be together with you and your people, Heavenly Creator. We ask for a special blessing and anointing of prosperity in all ways, human and financial, and every single way that we can prosper. We thank you for your bounty, and we thank you for the ability to extend that courtesy to humanity to create this world peace, this paradigm shift, this shalom, peace on earth, where you've prophesied that 1,000 years of world peace shall reign with your Messiah's return. And we praise you. We praise you. We praise you for that time that is near and this kingdom of heaven that is likewise right here. And we thank you for manifesting all the music and the mathematics and the understanding and the wisdom to set us free of the hypocrisy, the lunacy, the intoxicating reality, and the genocide that is short-lived, and it is not of you, and it shall perish and pass as though it is of dust. And we thank you, Heavenly Creator, for replacing that sadness with joy, with love, with faith, and with bravery. We thank you for this time in history, and we ask for that special blessing of opening humanity's hearts to fill every single Insight listener tonight. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you all for joining us. Good night, and God bless you. See you next week, same time. Goodbye for now.